From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program coming to you from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where we are studying the prayer of Jabez. And I'm calling this series this week, The Prayer of Jabez, A Challenge for Service. We find the prayer of Jabez recorded for us in the Word of God back in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, where it says this, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, because I bear him with sorrow," she said. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which was requested." Now, as we began to look at this yesterday, we looked at Jabez's person, and of course, that's the first part of our study. The second part of our study will be Jabez's prayer. But I want to go back and talk a little bit more today about Jabez's person, because as I emphasized yesterday, not too much is said of Jabez, but what is said of him tells us a lot. He was more honorable than his brethren. And I indicated yesterday that I believe that he was more honorable than his brethren, number one, because of his education. We noted chapter 2 of 1 Chronicles and verse 55, where a city was named after him that was also known to be the dwelling place of the scribes. That would be the educated people of the day. But I also said yesterday that he was an honorable person and more honorable than his brethren because of his spirituality. He walked close to the Lord, and I derived that from the nature of his prayer that we're going to start studying later on in our study. But also, we see that Jabez not only walked close to the Lord and was a man of prayer, but God answered his prayer. And so since God answered Jabez's prayer, we have an indication there that he was truly an honorable person. Not only honorable in the face of other people, but honorable in the face of God as well. I ended the program yesterday by asking this, and that is, are you an honorable person? When people think of your name, when people talk about you, when they hear about you, do they think of you as a Christian, as an honorable person? Not just as a more honorable person, as was the case with Jabez, but simply as an honorable person. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you should have a reputation and a character that backs up that reputation of being an honorable person. Every now and then, particularly as we look in the political realm, and as we look in the world around us, we see that a person who maybe for many, many years appeared to be an honorable person, but then it came out that he had some particular characteristic within his life of sinfulness, of wickedness, of immorality. And that hurts. It hurts when we find that a politician or even a spiritual leader or somebody in the media who we highly honored has been living a dual life, as it were. And in that dual life, there were characteristics and aspects of his life that were far less than honorable. We're talking about character and reputation. You see, reputation is what people think that we are, but character is what we really are. Somebody once said years ago that character is what a person does when he's away from home, all by himself, in a dark room at night. Now think about that. Character is what a person does when he's away from home, all by himself, in a dark room at night. That's what character is. What kind of a character do you have? As people look at you, do they see a reputation that is honorable? But as God looks at you, does he see a character that is honorable? You know, the Bible is filled with honorable people. We think of Moses back in the Old Testament, who led the children of Israel out of Egypt and up to the Promised Land. He was a person just like you and me. He had his faults, and because of his faults, he was unable to enter into the Promised Land when he did not totally obey God. Rather than just speaking to the rock to get water out of it, he smote the rock to get water out of it. And that shows us how specific God is when he gives us a command. He wants us to obey him totally. Then we think of Joshua as being an honorable person. One who led the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. He had a lot of battles. He had a lot of circumstances to deal with. But you see, the Word of God teaches us that all that Joshua set out to do for the Lord was accomplished because he depended upon the Lord. He was an honorable person. Take a look at David, King David. Now, once again, David had his flaws, did he not? He had many flaws. We often talk about his adultery with Bathsheba and his murder of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. But as you study the life of David, you'll find that he had his weaknesses and his faults. Just read through the Psalms and you'll see them. But yet he slew Goliath. Yet he was a man who was a man that was after God's own heart. Certainly, he was a man that God blessed. He had his faults, but his lifestyle, his concept of living, generally speaking, was one in which there was faith in God. What about the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul was a man that God used, and he was an honorable man. Before he was saved, remember, he was Saul, the one who set out to destroy the church because he felt that this new movement called Christianity was in error, was against the teachings of the Old Testament scriptures. But when he got saved, he became the greatest missionary, the greatest apostle, the greatest evangelist, the greatest pastor, in my opinion, that the church has ever had, an honorable man. You've got other people. You've got Peter, an honorable man, a man who we know had his issues, but his focus was mainly upon the Lord. Thank the Lord for these honorable people in the Word of God. I know that even in my life, I have looked up to other pastors and missionaries down through the years. Men and even women who served the Lord with faithfulness and according to the truth of the Word of God. My own granddad, who was a pastor for 60 years, oh yes, he had his flaws, but he was committed to the truth of God. He was committed to living a life for the Lord. He was committed to ministry. And in my mind now, even though he died way back in 1980, in my mind now, I can still remember things that he said and did that proved that he was an honorable man for the Lord. I had a pastor who was actually my wife's pastor when she was a child growing up. Pastor Carlton Helgerson was his name. He just gave himself to the local church, a man of God. God used him. He wasn't flamboyant or out there, you know, as it were, setting the world on fire, to use a phrase. But he was a man of honor, preached the word of God without compromise, lived the Christian life, was honorable. Let me ask you today, can you think of honorable people, whether they are people in the Word of God or people who impacted you for Christ? Aren't you thankful for them? The question that I want to end the program with today is very similar to the question that I ended the program with yesterday, and that is, are you an honorable person? When people look at you, do they see a reputation that reflects a character of honor because you're following God totally? Oh, I trust that people can say that about you and about me. The Word of God says that about Jabez. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Yes, as I said, perhaps because of his education and because of his spirituality. But what are you known for in life? Are you known to be an honorable person because of your focus on the Lord? Beginning tomorrow, we're going to take a look at Jabez's prayer that indicates why he was an honorable person. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio, because as we look at the elements of this prayer, it will be good for each and every one of us to develop these elements in our own lives as well, so that we might see the blessing and the strength and the provision of God, and that we might glorify Him and edify believers and evangelize the lost. So join us tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.